800-516-1220-866-633.
Once you give a speech, it's all about the takeaway. Was the speech in Tucson, Arizona by the president, did it strike the right tone? That's part of the discussion. The president issues a call for some real soul searching, but he carefully danced around the political argument of the blame game, however, still drew attention to it. Most of the speech, to be fair, really centered around the people who were killed and the survivors and, of course, the congresswoman and how the people around the congresswoman on Saturday reacted to the shooting and trying to help other people. It was a speech that went a little over a half an hour. Someone suggested to me earlier on the show that we might have really been looking almost at the State of the Union address, which is up in 2 weeks in Washington, D.C. By the way, the show is broadcasting live from Washington that very week. We will be talking about health care, and I'm wondering if all of what's happened in Tucson will soften the health care debate, the reopening of that, and I'm going to bet not, because now that'll be 14 days and counting a little bit later. We'll be there, and we'll be talking with all kinds of people in healthcare as we look at all sides of this issue. Those who really, really want to hang on to it and say, whoa, 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 wait a second here. What about pre-existing conditions and some of the other things that are happening, not just this individual mandate that so many seem to hate, but also some of the other things like insurance premiums going up or down. Ooh, don't talk to the people in California about that. But we're not doing that here on this show. We're talking about the speech in Arizona, also Sarah Palin, her reaction to the fact that she's been called out all over the place and been blamed for inciting some of what could have happened. And now she's, because she comes out and defends it, and some of the language she used, she's being criticized for what she said, and she's being criticized for being defensive. Wow. She had, you know, she couldn't win no matter what. She wasn't going to win in this situation. This show is America Tonight, by the way, if you haven't heard it in the past. My name is Kate Delaney. Coast to coast and all those nooks and crannies in between. You can always be a part of it. Just give us a jingle at 800-259-5791. All right, right from the get-go, it was a tale of two different atmospheres, I believe. Of course it was. On the Capitol, listen to a very important resolution.
House Resolution 32, whereas on January 8, 2011, an armed gunman opened fire at a Congress on Your Corner event hosted by Representative Gabrielle Giffords of Tucson, Arizona, killing six and wounding at least 14 others, whereas Christina Taylor Green, Dorothy Morris, John Roll, Phyllis Schneck, Dorwin Stoddard, and Gabriel Zimmerman lost their lives in this attack.
So that's what happened. That's what happened in Washington, a dismissal of the rest of the business. And then here's a little slither of Obama's speech, talking about the politics of it. Listen.
It's important for us to pause for a moment and make sure that we're talking with each other in a way that heals, not in a way that wounds.
All right. Like I said, just a little bit of what you heard really in his speech. To be certain, most of the speech, a big chunk of it anyway, centered around, I'll say it again, the victims, but also some of it talked about words. And specifically, I think one thing that will come out of this that'll be posted all over the place, and maybe it already is, will be where the president said we should talk in a way that heals, not in a way that wounds, and saying that this was a time to do that. Well, certainly there's a lot of talk that's going on that's not about healing. It's about finger pointing. Let's go to Rick in Illinois if he's still hanging with us. Hey, Rick.
Hello, Kate.
Hello, Rick.
Give three cheers to Obama.
Woohoo, woohoo, woohoo.
Yeah, with tar and feather, Palin out of the country. But,
yeah, the Palin thing is, you saw the Palin thing, you know, basically where she's saying, we know it's not the answer and blah, 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 and, you know, talked about the fact that she's been unfairly vilified, basically, for her website.
Yeah, that Senator Chief said that they put crosshairs on her, and she asked, well, why would she do something like that? But you look at Obama, and all through his campaign and when he ran for president, he didn't say nothing bad or bad mouth anybody. He treated everybody with respect, and that's what he's wanting this country to do, to try to teach everybody to respect the other person and their opinions. And look at the beer summit, you know. Everybody made fun of that, but he got two white men and a black man to sit down and talk.
Yeah.
And he went over Europe and talked to the Muslims, said we wouldn't against them. We didn't hate them. We wouldn't want to fight them.
Mm-hmm.
But he's pretty civil. And
I agree with that. I agree with that. And, that would be one of his strong suits. Absolutely. I think that's part of the frustration that people around the president have. They want him to take more swings. That's when they get into trouble, and that's when some of that flip-flopping happens because he doesn't want to necessarily do that.
No, he don't want to sling no mud or bad mouth nobody.
Uh-uh.
Treat everybody with respect. And,
right.
You know, we can have different opinions about everything, but, you know, in the end, she'll just learn to respect the other person's opinion and let it go at that instead of trying to, you know, spill out hate and all the other garbage that's been said now.
Yeah, you know what? I agree with that. You know this. We say this on the show. That's why I always say, I don't care if someone's left of left or right of right, and I really mean that. Really, why can't we have conversations the way people used to have conversations, that you could be radically right and you could be flaming liberal? I'm just using these terms. And it doesn't matter. You can still be buddies, and you can still go out and play 18 holes of golf and then kick back some brews in the 19th hole. But now it doesn't really feel that way anymore. It's like people, you see it. You see it in restaurants. That's why that old saying about politics and religion, you see people, I've seen it. I've seen people fume at, like, froth at the mouth at other people across the table in public, and I'm shocked.
Yeah, I mean, I sit across the table Republicans and independents, whatever, but we get done drinking coffee and we get up and leave, you know, and we gather again tomorrow and sit down the next morning and shoot the same bull again, but.
Good for you. Good for you that you do that. You know, that's it.
We try to explain our opinions, but we don't, you know, go out and threaten and kill them or blow people up and all that other stuff. That's what Obama's trying to teach people at.
I agree with you there. I agree that what he said, it was kind of odd how it turned into a little bit of a pep rally. I thought that was the weaker part of what happened, but he couldn't control that. But I think I think when he said we can be better, and if you really looked at a transcript of his words, it was vintage Obama. Thanks, Rick. Hang with us, everybody. More on the flip side.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding. It made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237, and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Some other things happening across the country and outside our borders. So we like to call this odds and ends, and we're going to jump to that here on America Tonight. You're still invited to chime in on any or all of it at 800-259-5791. But let's go off in a different direction here for a second. You know, this year has been about snow, snow, snow. Christmas, everybody sings that song, Let It Snow, Let It Snow, Let It Snow. But really, nobody wants the kind of snow that they're getting, particularly in the Northeast. I'm from the Northeast, but I gotta say, it's like the people in the Northeast have become a bunch of wimps. Canceling school before any of the snow has even fallen in New Jersey. And they ended up getting, in some places, 8 inches of snow, which I know makes many of the people listening to us just scoff. Just mock the Northeast. Like, you got to be kidding me. Think of the hardy people in Minnesota, in Illinois, in Michigan, in a slew of other places, North Dakota, South Dakota, where they get just an unbelievable, even Colorado, an unbelievable amount of snow and how they deal with it. It's like somebody has to wake up the Northeast to the fact that you're getting bigger, badder storms. You have the capacity, because really most of these cities in New Jersey and in New York, they've got trucks. They have the ability to do what they need to do before a snowstorm hits. But a major winter storm did slam in to the coast and really hit this time around. Once again, was New England. They had like 2 feet of snow. Do you know the National Weather Service issued some report the other day saying that in all the states that you've got snow on the ground in some form in 49 of the 50 states. Only Florida didn't have snow. In Boston, they had, and it depends, parts of New England had 2 feet of snow, but in Boston proper, they had about 14 inches of snow. Wow. In Ridgefield, Connecticut, I know there's people listening to us in Connecticut, 22 inches of snow. I like snow. I like the, there's something about snow, the quietness of snow. Do you know what I mean? I wish I could come up with a better way to describe it, but where it's almost like that Robert Frost poem, Stopping by the Woods in a Snowy Evening, you know? You can almost picture that. It's just wherever it is, whether it's a suburb or a city, it's just this silence, sort of the silence of the snow. When you have to clean it up, it's just a whole different ballgame than when you just get to look at it or stay inside. So Deval Patrick had this to say about the big-time emergency, the governor of Massachusetts, about what it's been like.
I have declared a state of emergency and have, as a precautionary measure, called up the National Guard. We're expecting 250 Guard members to be on hand in the event that we have, that local communities need help sheltering people.
There you go. That's what you got to do. You can't leave them out there. Snow is good for snow angels, though, and skiing. I know it's a non sequitur. I was just thinking about that off the top of my head. Snow angels are pretty cool. Only when you can go inside and you don't have to worry about all the other stuff. New York got 9 inches of snow in Central Park, way less than when they got that post-blizzard in that city that just paralyzed it. And, of course, Mayor Michael Bloomberg ripped in right from the top of Saturday Night Live, but I have to say it was pretty hysterical because of what they did with the cleanup. So Bloomberg, as typical, oops, we really fell down on the job, so next time around, it's, you know, next time around, this isn't going to happen to me. I'm not going to be featured on Saturday Night Live. So he declared a weather emergency late on Tuesday, but then they started to watch how the snow was falling, and then they determined kids could get to classes and schools stayed open. So, what a bummer. So you learn about flip-flopping when you're a child with the mayor of your own city. The mayor says that we don't have school, that it looks like the schools are going to be closed. Oh, darn. You get woken up at 6 in the morning, get your clothes on, you're going to school, kiddo. And I think people were so upset with Bloomberg when he tries to change the ballot again to go for his fourth term as mayor of the city. Can we just make it one more term? Can I just ask the voters to vote on whether they'd like to have a mayor for 4 consecutive terms? He wouldn't get elected. People in New York have long-term memories, and they were furious over that bungled mess after Christmas because it was bad. I mean, really, seriously. Depending on where you live, the streets in Queens or Brooklyn or wherever, they weren't clean. Just certain, it was like cherry picking a few streets, probably where the snowplow guys lived. So as far as flights were concerned, 1,700 flights at the 3 airports were canceled, and Delta said they canceled about 18% of their flights nationwide. Bummer. It ended by the morning rush hour, but Boston, like I said, and north of New York, where a lot of people are listening to us, I feel you out there. You were getting hit pretty bad. That's probably the worst of it. So there. And it is, I know it is funny to the people that are from other parts of the country that really, really get slammed with it, and they are just ripping Philly and Jersey and New York. They just can't get enough of the whining from the East. So like I said, in my hometown in South Jersey and Philly, they did close the schools. They're not like, though, Bloomberg. They in South Jersey or in Philly, boom, they make a decision and they stick with the decision, whether it's right or wrong. They just stay with that decision, and then they cut it off, you know. Let's go to Daniel, who's listening to us in Minnesota. Hey, Daniel.
Hey, good evening. How are you?
Good. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
I just wanted to make a quick observation. There's a periods in history, like what is going on now, 9/11, Pearl Harbor. I mean, you can go back to significant events like that. And the common thread is, even though we have differences in government and opinions, and we're allowed to speak them because of our Constitution, when it comes down to it, the way we live strengthens our resolve when we need to come together like this.
Right. Oh, I agree.
So, well, you know, the reaching over the aisle and all the political stuff is whatever, but when something like this happens and it's the country needs to come together, and it does. It history shows that it has, and hopefully, the main reason I wanted is if we don't discuss it and we don't and put it on the front burner, it's liable to repeat itself. History repeats itself if it's not remembered, and I just think we should really take just one step back and look at the direction we want to go, not who we want to fight.
There you go. Very well said, Daniel. Excellent. Yeah, and you can tell that in the callers tonight. Daniel just exemplifies what we're hearing from people. Don in Wyoming, who always says, he does qualify that he thinks Obama's probably a nice guy and he'd have a beer with him any day, but he completely disagrees with his politics. He said that it was time that people reached out, same thing, and he thought actually that Obama did a good job of that in his speech. And you heard Rick in Illinois, what he was saying, that that's certainly one thing that he has done. And I agree with that. I do. And I was in New York and in New Jersey when 9/11 happened, and people did react differently. I happen to think that the people there are terrific, and I've never had any problems, and I haven't had people be snarky at me. You always hear that, oh, New Yorkers are snarky. That I don't think that's true. But you did see that people came together, and even just not in New York, but across the nation after 9/11, really, 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 there was a lot of response on the human compassion side of things. You know, some of the nastiness was thrown aside, at least for a time, and it was a gentler, kinder U.S. perhaps, or New York, for a stunned New York for certainly for a while, that I think some of it has absolutely carried over. It's like Daniel said, you don't want history to repeat itself, and it is what are you going to learn from? It's always about the takeaway. And hopefully there are some things to be taken away from this where it can be more of a united front or a united mechanism. That's why all that finger pointing in the beginning was so disastrous. Hang with us.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com, or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Attention, an important product from hempusa.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives, the way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video which you can watch online for free detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica12.com. That's endofamerica12.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica12.com. That's endofamerica12.com.
Hello, at OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
As a homesteader attempting to live sustainably, I was floored by the amount of information in this book.
Dear Linda, I would be hard-pressed to express how much you have impacted my life.
I'm amazed by the wealth of the author's knowledge and the depth of the coverage in this book.
As we see more and more GMO foods on the shelves, this information is good to know.
I am thankful to God for you, Linda.
I can't say enough about this book.
Blessings to you and your family.
The greatest of effect this book has had on me and my family is that we truly see Earth's bounty everywhere.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Before that, let's go to Bob in Missouri. Hey, Bob, you have the floor in America tonight. Hello.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Good. Do you have a problem with stolen luggage? Did you have a problem with stolen luggage, a little bird told me?
Yeah, I called right before Christmas and told you that I had about $200 worth of stuff stolen from my luggage last year when I flew out west.
Oh, brutal. I remember that story.
Yeah, I just thought I'd call and report that I made it back out there and back this year with nothing stolen, and didn't mess with my ski socks. I stole my ski socks and everything last year.
Oh, that's the worst, too. It's really tough when you don't have the socks you need. It's the worst when
you
put them in those boots.
Oh, gosh. And fantastic time out there. We did Snow Basin, Snowbird, and Deer Valley down in Park City.
Deer Valley. I've skied Deer Valley. It's been a long time, but was that pretty crowded? Was that, what was that like? I bet it was fun.
Wasn't too bad. We were out there a couple days before Christmas. It snowed on us pretty much all day, so we had fresh snow to play in all day.
Oh.
And a little pricey, though. A quote, discount ticket, unquote, was $83.
Oh. Yeah, skiing is an expensive deal these days, isn't it?
Yeah. We did okay at Snowbird. We had a 2-for-1 pass at Snowbird, so I always have to do Snowbird because I broke my leg there a few years ago.
Ooh, how'd you break your leg?
On an easy run. We'd been skiing regulator at the top of Snowbird all day and having a great time, but my cousin and I were decided whoever made it to the restaurant first got their dinner for free, so we're racing down to the restaurant, and I got stuck behind the ski school kids.
Oh.
And, yeah, I slipped out past them and hit a big pile of snow and snap.
Oh, that's the worst.
Yeah.
But this time you skied it, and you didn't break anything, so that's good.
Yeah. Had a great time out there, and I was pleased that everything arrived in my luggage, and the only thing I changed was the airline. I flew Delta instead of Southwest.
There you go. That was smart. Well, I'm glad you reported back, and I'm glad you had a safe and happy trip.
You got to get Deer Valley again sometime.
I know.
It's really good.
I know. I'm anxious to go skiing. The next one for me might be Taos. Angel Fire and all those. It might be there because my brother's into skiing and my nephew is and stuff, and so that may be the spot, but certainly Deer Valley would be on the list.
Gotta hit it. It's incredible.
Mm. Oh, you make me want to go skiing now. Thanks for that, Bob. Are you paying for my ski trip? Thanks, Bob. All right, it's interesting. You hear what he said about the price of the lift tickets, that the 2-for-1 was a good deal. It's crazy, crazy, crazy how expensive it is to ski. Unless you've got one of those small hills somewhere in your backyard, you know what I'm talking about, where you just have the lift that takes you up. It's like that T-bar lift, and there's no black diamond in the deal, but it's fun to go up and down the hill. And you can rent skis pretty cheaply or if you have your own. But those places are far and few between, my friends. All right, time for another edition of We Can Count. Start on a downer note, but we've told you what's happened in Australia. Australia is not the only place being creamed by floodwaters and whatnot. Rain and mudslides in Brazil have killed about 270 people or so at this point. They have been taking it on the chin, too. And remember, that just happened in Colombia. So there's no way around this. Mother Nature and things starting to fall apart around you, and then people not getting out or getting cut off from power in some of these areas. And apparently that's the scenario that's been painted about Brazil. People that weren't able to get out, people that were missing, and then people flat out, that awful picture that you see where you have just bodies, I mean, that you wrap up and then later hope to identify the families able to identify them, unless the people that are in that region already know and they can claim whoever it is. It just seems so, I don't want to say barbaric, but it's certainly rough. when you've got these mudslides that have just covered cars, the few cars that there are, and in some of the places that we're talking about, and you just see the victims that are just laying there on the ground covered up because there was nothing that could be done with the floodwaters and the huge torrents of water that just barrel down with unbelievable speed, burying families when they're asleep. See, that's the thing. It's also the timing of it. You're in the middle. They're in the middle of the night. They're sleeping. You're not going to be able to get to those people, and that's why so many in Sao Paulo State ended up in that situation with the hillsides and the riverbanks. It's a beautiful area, if you know where I'm talking about. I mean, just absolutely beautiful and so heartbreaking that this has happened. The house is just buried in mud, and the survivors frantically trying to uncover any space that they can, but it's too late, and he had pretty much didn't matter in Rio where this is being reported from. It didn't matter the economic status of the people because Mother Nature doesn't cherry pick. Your house happened to be in the way, and you had rich and poor alike that were covered over in this one. So we've had some pretty bad floods, even here in the United States, but certainly outside of the United States lately too. Australia, like I said, Colombia. And now you've got this situation in Brazil too. Pretty nasty stuff. Okay, so we move from what happened in Brazil and sizing that up and the fact that you're going to now have people that are homeless and need help to just an absolutely staggering number that I happened to read today about cancer. Imagine a cure for cancer, at least a few of the forms of cancer, or everything across the board. Do you know U.S. cancer costs? This is just U.S. cancer costs. Will hit, they say, the $207 billion mark by 2020. Do you ever know anyone in your life? I mean, I bet you if I really truly could see everybody in my little window, I guarantee almost everybody listening to me knows somebody touched by cancer. If not in your own close family, where somebody died or they had it and beat it or it's in remission or whatever, guarantee that everybody knows somebody. And for me, when I was a kid, my grandmother died from cancer. She was in great shape, great lady, was fun to be around. I can remember her fishing and taking us and doing all these cool things. I mean, regardless of all that, she was the first person as a young child that I remember hearing that word. And now look at that, the population and the cost of care. They're talking about what the increase will be, 27% in the next decade. And when we call this segment We Can Count, boy, wouldn't you love to see that number be in a different direction? That the cost of care wasn't that much because the people getting cancer, the number has been rapidly, you know, reduced, that there's been a real war waged on cancer and finally someone's winning it. And there's a lot of good scientists, there's a lot of good people that are in labs working on it. I know somebody that's working on actually radio waves and cancer and has recently gotten a lot of attention. They did a story on 60 Minutes about it and whatnot. But it's that day-to-day. It's the day-to-day getting close. This might work. We're trying to do the tests and all that sort of stuff, but yet still nothing. All this, think of all the time that has passed, the decades that have passed, even though the treatments have gotten better, and probably if we compared certain kinds of cancers, more people are surviving and thriving because they were able to catch something quickly, get it treated, and survive it, frankly, whereas before that didn't happen quite as much. All right, let's end on an up note quickly that the second winner of Mega Millions, remember that huge jackpot that everybody wanted to win? Well, the second winner finally came forward. And check this out. It was the opposite end of the spectrum from the Washington people who were in their late 60s. This time, a 29-year-old mother of two and a former bank worker from northern Idaho had the other half of that $380 million Mega Millions jackpot. Ooh, that's a life changer, isn't it? Stay with us.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to Le Cig. Traditional smokers the world over love Le Cig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. Le Cig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of Le Cig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeCig.com. That's L-E-C-I-G.com. Le Cig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeCig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's L-E-C-I-G.com. Le Cig, for today's modern smoker.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
If you're serious about playing college football, give yourself the competitive edge with the National Underclassmen Football Combine. The NUC is the longest-running underclassmen event and the most respected combine and football camp in the nation. Specifically designed to give athletes early recruiting exposure, there's no better time than now to compete in the National Underclassmen Football Combine. Call 888-NUC-MVP1 or go to nationalunderclassmen.com to find out more.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Tonight, a couple of quick things. One, we do have Nailed the Score third hour on our next show. We're continuing through the playoffs, so we'll be doing that. Also, we're going to take a look with an expert more at speech and all this whole debate over what people are saying and all that sort of stuff. Although, completely, when we talk about, oh, political speech has become polarized, in this case of Jerry Lee Loeffner, foul on that, because he was definitely someone who did not listen to talk radio. He would have no idea who the talk radio people were, and the same with the tube and everything else. So that's thrown out. Right from the get-go, that whole thing was just completely bogus and became such the center point for what's happened in Tucson, sadly. And luckily, it started to shift a little bit more to the victims and to the whole healing thing, which I think is the most positive deal that happened out of the president's visit in Tucson, that there is a little bit of a shift there, which it should be. One of my favorite things to do, and we haven't done it in a while, but when we get a candidate for it, and, ooh, trash talking in sports, especially when it comes to football, there's some serious trash talking going on. Do you know what I'm talking about? If you don't, time for another edition of Bad Boys.
What you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? Bad boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? When you
get in the park
and you hide,
get in your park.
You
hey, get over here, you in a white shirt.
In a so why are you acting like a bloody fool? If you get
hey, get in the apartment, one
bad
second.
Bad boys, bad boys.
All right, so here's what happened. It's just trash talk for that Jets-Pats showdown. And what the scoop is that Antonio Cromartie was asked about Tom Brady pointing to the Jets sideline after, remember, throwing a touchdown pass on the first play of the fourth quarter in that blowout back in the beginning of December. The final score was 45-3. At that point, it was 38-3. And what Cromartie said is that we see that a lot. He does that a lot. This is this guy. In fact, I'm going to let you hear it in his own words. Check it out.
Yes, I mean, you want to talk about being professional, be professional. You've been there before, you know how to score touchdowns. I like it to go back to the sideline. Other than that, I ain't really got too much to say nothing else about Brady. I'm just ready for Sunday. It's ongoing. It's been since 2006. So, I mean, it's going to be an ongoing situation. As long as I'm in the NFL and as long as he's in the NFL, it's going to be a hatred. So, there you go. Why would I regret him? Nah, that's my opinion. That's how I feel about it. There's no reason for me to sit back and take any bad thing I said about him, and I'm not.
All right, I like that about AC, the fact that he's not backing out. He's like, look, I've hated Brady since 2006. This is the kind of stuff he does. And I'm not backing down. But the problem is, as someone who covered sports for a decade, it is what coaches would call bulletin board material. And do you really want to give anything over to the Patriots when you're the Jets? And the answer is no. You don't want to do that. What he called him basically is when flat out they said, what kind of guy is Brady? He said he's an ass blank. Fill in the blank. And that was printed all over the New York paper, so it became a big deal, and he was rubbed the wrong way. Mark Sanchez, who needs to worry more about his high passing, is trying to stay out of the fray. Here's his take.
I've always respected the other team, and, you know, I respect all these players. They're putting in a lot of hard work and coaches, and to me it's just not worth saying too much before the game. Even after the game, you know, you respect those guys as competitors, and so I just don't really get into the bulletin board material stuff. My first year, I thought about that a little more, about how the other quarterback's doing and trying to match him and have better stats and a better rating. But if you play the way you're supposed to, if you focus on the defense like you're supposed to, get completions, make your plays when you get your opportunities, then inevitably things will go right. And so there's no really way to worry and track about, you know, track what Tom's doing. It's not even worth your time.
Yeah, no kidding. Who cares? Why track what he's doing? You can do that afterwards. Look it up, the stats. Go to one of the sports websites, because there's so much fantasy football. You'll know your stats in a second. And you want to compare them, you can do that. But it's interesting that Sanchez said that, because that's typical for a young quarterback to think that. And now he's saying, yeah, forget it. Tom Brady, when he was asked about what Cromartie said, he said, I've been called worse. I bet he has been. So the games over the weekend, in this divisional round include the first one on Saturday, the Ravens at the Steelers. And, boy, a lot of people certainly sing the praises of Big Ben, and he's got the rings to prove it. How is that matchup with the Ravens? I mean, there's the crowd will be crazy. I think that home advantage helps the Steelers. The Ravens defense and front line, what's that going to be like? And then on Saturday as well, the night game, I'm going to be real interested in seeing, and that's the Packers and the Falcons. Sadly, my Eagles, as they were given so many chances to do something and did nothing, the Packers move on, and the Packers take on Matt Ryan, who I think is one of the craftiest quarterbacks for Atlanta, and I like their speed. So that's not going to be a layup for the Packers by any stretch. I think that one's going to be a close game. Then on Sunday, you have the Seahawks and the Bears. So Cutler now finally gets to this position. We had a lot of different people on this season, and I can't tell you how many different sports people said that Cutler just wasn't the guy, really, that he was looking better if you really watch some of the games. But the Bears are there, so there's no denying that. And the Seahawks just get into the playoffs with a 7-9 record and a huge win over New Orleans. How big was that for the Seahawks? They are pumped. And if they have that philosophy of taking it one game at a time, I don't know that I would completely write them off. They might not be done yet. Can the Seahawks do it again? Can they get some of those big plays? Now, New Orleans' defense was ridiculous, so not to take anything away from Seattle. So that's going to be a different scenario with the Bears. And I already mentioned this one, but the Jets and the Patriots, that's the Sunday 4:30 game. And that game, because the Bears is the early game, the Bears and the Seahawks, the Jets and the Patriots, I hope that's closer than that boring game in the beginning of December. I hope that it's a really, truly like a second season game, because that's what the players call it. It is like a second season. Throw out everything from before. You can look at trends and patterns and all that, but it's a different game once you get into the playoffs, because it's one and done. There is no, maybe next week we bounce back or whatever. There's no time left to do that. And so the Jets somehow have managed to survive. Do they survive against the Patriots? If they survive against the Patriots, look out. Hello, Texas, maybe. Possibility if they get that far. So think about it. Last year, the Saints, were you picking the Saints to go to the Super Bowl and win the whole thing? I mean, to be honest, I was stunned that the Vikings didn't win that game against the Saints. And if it weren't for that Favre interception. Don't forget, you can play Nail the Score with us. That happens in our third hour in our very next show.